and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
Well, it's good to be back this week. We're going to finish up this parable. Pretty well finished it up last week, but I do want to make a few more comments out of Matthew chapter 13, verse 46. Verses 45 and 46, we're preaching on the pearl of great price and that parable there. And we kind of broke down what each person, each thing represented in there. And I wanted to look in verse 46. And when he had found one pearl, talking about the merchant, had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. The pearl of great price here, no doubt, represents the Lord Jesus Christ. And the merchant here in our text had found many wonderful pearls before, but none were truly satisfying to him. He was still looking for something. That's the way it is with sinners. Though a sinner does not go looking for God, you don't go looking for God. You didn't find God. If you're saved today, he found you. But what we must realize that man is looking and something's missing, and he doesn't know to seek after God till God seeks him. So he'll start trying to find goodly pearls instead of the one true pearl, the pearl of great price, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we looked in the verse before there that the goodly pearls some seek after are riches and relationships and religion and materialism, just anything they can to satisfy. But those goodly pearls will never truly satisfy. But I'm glad that Jesus Christ will satisfy. He satisfied the longing of this sinner's soul when he saved me by his grace. And I am satisfied in him. I'm content in him. The Bible said that contentment with godliness is great gain. Oh, how people are so uncontent. They're not content with their wife or their husband or their job or their position in life or their lot in life. But whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, what is it? It is well. It is well with my soul. What that saying is, no matter what else is going on, if you have the pearl of great price, you can be satisfied in that. In Christ alone. I'm satisfied in Christ alone. The Bible said there, I noticed that it says there's one pearl of great price. It said there when he found one pearl. There's only one that can satisfy the longing of your soul. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by me. I won't say that Christ is the only way. Not Christ plus water baptism, Christ plus quitting and sinning. A lot of people that preach on repentance make people think that repentance is quitting sinning. No, that's fruits of repentance. Just because you turn from outward sins and quit doing them and start doing something else doesn't mean you've repented toward God. You might have just, you take a drunkard who gets beat to death half the time and blows his paycheck every Friday. Hey, it wouldn't even take God to show him that that way's not good, and he could quit that on his own. I'm going to tell you now, these preachers who preach repentance is turning from sin outwardly for salvation, that's work salvation. That's Arminianism doctrine. I believe that a man repents and turns inwardly, and the fruit and proof and evidence that he has repented in his heart. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and then with the mouth profession is made. The fruits and the proofs that a man is truly repented, because repentance is in an inside work of grace in our soul and heart. The fruits of that will be a changed life outwardly. I'm not saying that a man can truly repent and it not, you know, show up in his life and that he'll live different. He will, but that just living different and not doing some of the old things, that doesn't mean that that's not salvation, just turning from those things. I've heard people say, oh, you need to mend your ways. You can't mend your ways. You can't do anything on your own. It must be the sovereign grace of God who gives you mercy and gives you repentance. You don't need your ways mended. You need your ways cleansed in the blood of Christ. And that comes through repentance and faith and believing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But once he found this pearl of great price, this merchant, He went and sold all that he had bought, had and bought it, all the other pearls he had, and whatever he had bought with the money that he had earned from the pearls he had sold, they couldn't compare to this one pearl. 1 Peter 2:7 says, to him that believe, he is precious. Jesus Christ is precious to me today. He is precious to me because of what he's done for me in Christ Jesus. He's precious to me today. That word precious there, if you look it up in its Greek meaning, means great value. It means great price, priceless. And the Lord is priceless to us that are saved because of where he put our sin. The Bible said, as far as the east is from the west, I will remember their iniquities no more. Let's turn over here real quick, or I will, to the book of Hebrews, if I can find what the Lord did with our sin. That's why he's precious to me. Book of Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse 17. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why Christ is precious. That's why that pearl of great price, it was a valuable pearl, and that's the Lord. And it said in 1 Peter 2:7, he is precious to us because he doesn't remember our sins no anymore. He said, I'll remember their sins and iniquities. I will remember no more. I want to say this, though God doesn't condone our sin and he chastises us, the way we live and how we live in our practical sanctification, we will be chastised, but positionally, it's as if I've never sinned in the sight of God and before God as far as my salvation, my justification, that positionally, he doesn't remember my sins anymore. When he sees me, he doesn't see me as a condemned sinner, but he sees me as a man who stands in the righteousness of Christ. When he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. When he sees me, he doesn't see me for what I was, but what I am now by the grace of God. That pearl of great price did that for me. To those that believe, he is precious because he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know, that's a blessed promise. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, in what time I am afraid, I'll trust in thee. I can trust in the Lord. I can have confidence in him because the Bible said that we have exceeding great and precious promises. And some of those are that all that come unto me, I'll no wise cast out. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Another reason Christ is precious to me, because he gave me eternal life. He didn't halfway save me or save me if I hold on or hold out or don't sin or don't do this. No, he saved me by grace, and that's why he's precious to me. The pearl of great price. It said there also that he would sell, he sold all he had and bought it. I believe the selling of all he had is a beautiful picture of repentance and faith. Jesus told the rich young ruler to sell all that he had. He said, sell all that you have and follow me. I believe this here had a twofold meaning. First, Christ knew this man loved his possessions and needed to get rid of them because he'd made a god out of them. But secondly, I believe he was telling him to get rid of those righteous works that he had professed that he had kept from youth. I believe Christ was telling him, sell all you have. You must just repent of your own righteousness. Turn from your own righteousness and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the other pearls that this man, this merchant had, they were only goodly pearls. And those of you that are without Christ, you've got goodly pearls in your life of religion and riches and materialism and position and influence and popularity, maybe whatever you have. But if you do not have the imputed righteousness of Christ, I'm amazed how many denominations don't even really get it right down to preaching that man is a sinner, that man must be saved, that the Spirit of God must convict. The Bible said that you must hear the Word of God. You must hear what sin is. That's why the law is so important in salvation. You can't get saved by keeping the law, but you can't get saved without knowing that you have sinned against the law either. The law is our schoolmaster bringing us to Christ. All these goodly pearls that the merchant had, they just didn't satisfy. But that one pearl, the pearl of great price. And when he was presented with that, just like when the Lord come and convicted us that are here today that are saved now, when he came and convicted us, he showed us that the goodly pearls of our life and our things and sin and everything that we had in our life was of no good. But he pointed us to the one pearl of great price. And in repentance and faith, what we were doing was turning from what we had, turning from that to God. Well, really, when you repent, you turn to God. It's a turning to God. It's a waving up, a waving the white flag of surrender, saying, God, you're right and I'm wrong. I've sinned. I've trespassed the law of God. I've sinned against you. And you sell all those goodly pearls. You turn from your sin and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's salvation. When God saves a sinner, he does it by making us sick of our goodly pearls that we have in our life and makes us desire the one true pearl, the pearl of great price, and that's Jesus. I guarantee you there's a lot of preachers, so-called preachers, who are not saved today. They're trusting water baptism. They're trusting the damnable Catholic doctrine of transubstantiation. You really believe that? That the communion, that the bread and the blood, or the bread and the wine become the blood and body of Christ? That's a pagan doctrine. You know what you're doing? If that's the case, you're crucifying Christ every time you take your little mass. You're crucifying him afresh and anew again. And the Bible condemns that. It's not in your religious things. You can be sprinkled with all the holy water you want and say your Hail Marys and do all that. But I'm telling you that there's one mediator between God and man, and it's not a priest in the confessional booth. It's not the Pope. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Book of Hebrews. Chapter 6. For it is impossible for those who... Now remember, he's saying this is impossible. This is talking about falling from grace. Well, and that's the same thing as the doctrine of transubstantiation. If every time you take that, that's literally becoming the body and blood of Christ, you're putting him afresh and anew. Every time you do it, you're crucifying the Lord over. And the Bible said that he entered in once into the holy place to obtain eternal redemption for us. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. His seated position proves that his work on the cross was enough, and that did it. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, have tasted the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Now all this is impossible, he said, if they shall fall away. Now it's impossible, but if you could fall away, it'd be impossible to renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put him to an open shame. See, if a person could really fall from grace and be lost again, then it would be impossible for them to be saved again. You never could get saved again because Christ would have to be crucified again for those sins. That's why he paid for those sins, past, present, and future, when he died on the cross for his people. Hallelujah, amen. The pearl of great price. The Lord Jesus Christ is that pearl. And I pray, my prayer would be that if you're trusting any of these things and you say, well, you know, preacher, you got specific talking about what the Catholics believe in the Church of Christ. Well, sure I did. I have no apologies about it. I'm not mad at those people. I love them. I'd love to see the Lord save them. But if you're trusting in any of the goodly pearls, anything that you searched out and found out, see, religion has corrupted the doctrine of salvation in a lot of people's hearts and lives. But I'm glad that the Lord still got his church preaching the truth, still got the word of God that still tells that men must be saved, and it's the one pearl of great price. It's Christ alone for salvation, not any of the goodly pearls, but it is the pearl of great price. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.